Hi, everyone. This is Marissa Santoro, founder of In Our Shoes. Gutsy moves to be confident, communicate powerfully, and lead with an action plan. Welcome. Today's piece, I'd like to talk to you about having fear and replacing that fear with faith. Because a lot of us walk around thinking that we don't have control of the situations that we encounter each day. You walk into a work situation, maybe the night before you're thinking about it or you're going into work, and you feel scared. You have fear about what's going to happen because of possibly the environment that you're working in. There might be some really negative, critical people that are in your work situation. And by the way, this applies if you're even running your own business. If you might have some colleagues that are in your company or even clients that are not making you feel fulfilled in what you do. What I'd like to tell you about that is that fear does not exist in the present moment. It might have belonged in the past where you were dealing with difficult people and you're projecting that fear into the future. It does not exist. So what I'd like you to first do is, before you're walking into a situation which you typically would expect a negative work environment or a place where you would be nervous and not comfortable, I'd like you to first snap your fingers and snap out of it, literally. These are things that I've done and that work. Little things that can really make a difference in your day. I want you to snap your fingers and get really clear on what is the risk in that situation that you're going to walk into. What's the worst that could happen? What will you really lose? I want you to get clear and naming what that fear is, really seeing it for what it is, because the minute you can stare it in the face and look at it and be uncomfortable while you're naming it, you'll actually dissolve it. So having that clarity first of what it is exactly that you can put your finger on that's causing you to feel anxiety. The next thing I want you to think about before you're working into a situation where you would expect to have anxiety is to be very clear on what you would expect to get out and walk away with. Now, if you're going to expect to have a very low confidence level where you're not feeling heard and your opinions and ideas recognized, then that's exactly what you will achieve. I know in your shoes you may not believe this, but you actually have a lot of control over every situation that you enter into. So I want you to try out the next time. Write it down. Anything that you want to manifest and create in your life will happen and happen even quicker if you write down exactly what you want to have happen. This could be a scribbled note. This doesn't have to be on the computer or anything fancy. Write out what you want that meeting, that discussion, that encounter to look like by the time you leave. Write it out and be very positive, turning it around, changing your mindset about what you want to achieve and what you will deliver in that setting. What kind of day do you want to have when you walk into work? What kind of day do you want others to have with you when you walk into work? Be very clear on exactly what you want to achieve that day. Now, I know that some of us have worked with really problematic people. I'll just leave it at that. They're always going to exist, okay? What I'd like you to do is set aside that problematic person. And I want you to get very clear on the customers that you serve. Now, if you're working in a company, you still have customers. If you're, being asked to lead a major initiative or a project, you have customers. If you're running your own business, obviously you do have customers. Those are the people that you care about. Those are the ones that you serve. Now, if you're in a work situation where not everyone is clear on exactly what you guys are doing and who you're serving, then it's your opportunity to step up and be clear on what that might look like. And yes, you might not want to hear this, but making yourself vulnerable is extremely powerful. Call it out. If you feel like everyone in the room is a negative thinker or there's a lot of criticism running around, you can say something like, you know what? I feel like we're all not really communicating. No criticism, no shame, no blame. Let's move on, guys, and talk about what we can do to make a better work situation. What are the things that we can think of and move on, not looking backwards, right? Being very clear and every day walking into that situation and positively expecting wonderful and great results that will make you feel empowered. This isn't just about turning around a work situation so that others are made to feel better. This is actually about you, and not about making you feel better, but taking back your power, taking back your control. And I've tried this several times, and it works. And it has worked in the past, and it's worked for everyone that I've given this advice to. Now, I'm going to leave you with one last thing, and this may not be something that you feel and you'll be very comfortable with. That's why I saved it for last. But there's one thing that I've done when I am working with a very difficult person or set of people. Before that day opens up, sometimes, usually actually the night before or even on the weekend, I start sending that person love. You can call them chakras, you can call them positive thoughts, you can call them whatever you like, but I want you to find one thing in that person, putting yourself in their shoes, even if they're the most difficult person to work with, just putting yourself in their shoes and seeing the world just slightly different from their perspective. Send them love, walk into that meeting and that work discussion with only the positive expectation of having great results and having faith, naming the fear, writing out exactly what you want that to look like by the time you leave, and creating the most powerful, incredible results that you can create for yourself. Going gutsy, leading with your gut, you will be guided to know exactly what you need to say or not say. I'm sending you so much love and lots of gutsy moves your way. I talk to you soon. Bye-bye, and big hug.